Chapter 13. Terror, Tashkent Hive.
"You look unhappy," remarked
Esad Wire. "Do I?" replied Vangorich. "Do I really? You can tell that?"
Wire shook his head.
"No, you can't read that in a face. Not for certain," he admitted. "You can't read anything in a face for certain."
He stared at Vangorich for a moment. Vangorich, just standing there in the doorway of the monitor station control room, like a shadow brought in by the dusk, and considered him carefully.
"Been a very long time, besides," Wire added. "A long time not seeing your face. I'm no longer familiar with its nuances. I wouldn't know what sadness looked like anyway, even if I could read it for sure."
Wire rose from his worn leather seat, brushing imaginary lint from his double-breasted arbiter jacket.
"A long time," he said, an echo spoken only to himself.
Vangorich was still in the doorway. Wire beckoned him.
"You can come in, sir," he said. "Come right in. Or do you have to be invited over the threshold like a night ghoul?"
Vangorich stepped inside the control room. It was brightly lit, too brightly lit, the hard shine of the lamp globes and spots revealing every fatigued edge and scuffed fascia of the control suite. The dials and levers, worn by centuries of hands, the milky readouts, the chattering banks of antiquated switches, the electric notice boards with their mechanical letters and series lights that stated the day's crimes and actions, and every few minutes reshuffled and revised like the journey monitors at transit stations. Monitor Station KVF, Division 134, Sub 12, Arbitrator. It had taken Vangorich 4 hours to get there, an hour's flight east from the palace by suborbital, then a 3-hour descent into the underhives of Tashkent Spire, a journey of rattling lift cages, suspension platforms, and dank hallways. It had taken Esad Wire a great deal longer to reach Monitor Station KVF. After his past life was laundered and washed clean, 3 years at Adeptus Arbitrator Incept training, 2 more at the Procedural Division in the Asiatic Domes, and then 8 years with Tashkent Major Case and another 6 at a Jurisdiction Subcommander. Then he got the Sector Overseer star to pin on his jacket and a monitor control room full of antiquated switches. Everything was processed, everything formalised, every crime had to be catalogued and filed, described and posted, and redirected to the appropriate division. It was a ritualised system that had never really coped with the actuality of real life and real crime in the vast hive, but it was considered the optimal solution and thus persevered with. Running the data switching station was also considered a task of great responsibility and thus always awarded to a man of significance or ability as a mark of promotion. Esad Wire was not a law enforcer. He did not fight crime. He simply filed it. The room was essentially automated. Wire made a gesture, and 2 junior arbiters, the only other living people present, went off to find duties in adjacent chambers.
"You look unhappy," said Vangorich. "After all this time, that's the beginning of your conversation."
Wire shrugged.
"It struck me as so," he said.
"How has life treated you since you left the officio?" Vangorich asked.
He did not look at Wire. He studied the chattering, updating lines of tile type that were rattling up and down the displays.
"One never really leaves the officio, sir,"
Wire replied with a half-smile.
"No need for the sir," said Vangorich.
Wire shook his head.
"I think so. You are a man of a certain position in life and the world, and I am another of another position. The inequality of our states seems to indicate I should call you that."
"It's good to see you, Beast," said Vangorich.
"And you, sir." Wire grinned. "Damn, I haven't been called that in a long time."
He walked to the side cupboards and poured 2 mugs of thick black caffeine from a jug. He handed 1 to the Grand Master.
"Social call, is it? Been a couple of decades, about time I visited Esad."
I've wanted to before many times, said Vangerich with surprising directness. Never been appropriate.
Is it now?
No, but I did it anyway. I needed to get out. I needed to converse with someone who wasn't anything to do with anything at the palace.
Find a priest, suggested Wire. A confessor.
The priests all have agendas, replied Vangerich.
So? You're here? Go on.
Little men, said Vangerich, taking a seat at one of the monitor stations and sipping his caffeine.
Little men playing at being high lords. Personal ambition is in danger of costing the Imperium very dearly. I tried to block it, but the officio doesn't have the clout it once wielded, and I got played.
Lansung, Udo, Messring,
said Wire quietly. Vangerich smiled.
Well informed.
There's little to do here, sir, said Wire. I fill my time with the data slates and the court reports. I do like to keep up with the reported business of the legislature and the senatorum. Politics has always been an interest of mine. My old dad used to say that politics is what determines who lives and who dies. So though the business of Parliament sounds dull, it pays to keep an eye on what those idiots are up to.
Published senatorum records don't show the half of it, said Vangerich.
They show enough to see that Langsun's after Lord Commander, and Udo's happy to facilitate that succession. Misring and Eckarth will go along for the ride and lend their weight if they get rewarded on the other side. Or is that read too simplistic? Am I just an armchair amateur?
Good enough, said Vangerich. It's the usual power play.
But?
They're so busy playing, they've taken their eyes off the board. The fists have gone to address the situation, but they'll probably need support, Navy support.
The fists will need support?
Wire began.
Let's skip that for now. It's a threat. The Inquisition says so.
Wire whistled.
How far out?
Far too close. We need the Navy and we need the Guard, and if we need the Guard, we need the Navy anyway. But Lansung doesn't want to get his toys broken.
So make him look good.
I tried that, said Vangerich. We brokered a little persuasive block vote to make him commit his fleets, but which allowed him to look like the hero of the hour. And he took it. But he played us. He said that if the fists needed full support, they should be allowed to commit their entire reserve. He made ships available. Even the Wall Brothers have gone from their eternal posts for the first time ever. The whole chapter. There isn't an Imperial fist left on Terra or on the Phalanx. It's as if he's handing them glory, as if it's his to give. Of course, by making it possible for the entire chapter to deploy, he's reduced the commitment of fleet and guard forces he needs to field.
That's not right, said Essad Wire. You don't commit a whole chapter in one go, that's basic.
You do if you're an idiot with dreams of a de facto throne. You do if you put yourself above the needs of mankind. And you do if you've become so complacent after decades of peace that you think nothing can ever harm us again. Beasts arise.
Wire laughed, though his face was troubled.
They do, he agreed, when you least expect. First lesson they ever taught us.
And the reason for your nickname, said Vangerich.
That belonged to someone else, said Wire, losing the smile. I'm a respectable civil servant now.
He looked at Vangerich.
When did this happen?
6 weeks ago. It wasn't publicly announced, a matter of security. The reinforcements should reach the main force very soon.
That close?
Oh, yes.
Wire shrugged.
So may I ask, sir, he said, what was this visit? An opportunity to vent to a sympathetic ear? Or did you think that I could somehow offer a solution to help an entire chapter of Adeptus Astartes in trouble?
Vangerich smiled.
Back in the day, I would not have put such a task beyond the powers of Beast Cruel.
Beast Cruel's long gone, said Wire.
Vangerich stood up.
Anyway, no, not at all, he said. I don't expect you to have a solution, and we don't need one. It's the entire chapter of Imperial Fists, plus support, Beast. They will quash this threat very quickly. Very quickly. Then no one will notice or remember how close we came to being stupid. He faced Wire. That's the real crisis. That's why I came to ask your opinion. It's not what's happening now. What's happening now is an act of strategic idiocy sanctioned by men who are too busy chasing the highest office. It's ugly and ham-fisted, but it will resolve itself and all will be safe. We can trust the Fists, but in the long term, we are left with men who made it happen, let it happen, and thought it was absolutely fine that it happened. And that presents us with the possibility of what might happen next time, and the time after that, and the time after that, until such acts of idiocy really start to cost. These men are not fit, Beast, but they represent a seamless power block at the heart of the 12 that cannot be unshaken or dislodged, even with the most radical tactical voting from the rest of us. The Senatorum Imperialis is theirs, and will remain theirs. Wire nodded ruefully. I came, old friend, said Vangarich, because there is a possibility, with all other options exhausted, that one day soon I might have to ask you to go back to your old job.
Glory,
Wire whispered. He took a deep breath.
I can't go back, sir. Not after all this time. I mean, that's not me anymore. I left the officio.
Drakkan Vangarich looked at him without pity or humour.
Beasts arise, Esad, he said, and besides, one never really leaves the officio.